It's Bill F. It's Judy Pilak. Judy sitting in for Wendy. And would it be the holidays without a visit from our friend Tony Fulmer from the Shelley Nursery in Wilmette? Hello, Tony. How are you?
Ho, ho, ho. Great.
Thank you, Tony. That was beautiful. That was inspiring.
Thank you.
My wife and I were in to see you at the Chalet a couple of weeks ago.
You were.
And you pointed something out that I kind of always knew in the back of my head but never really heard verbalized. We were picking out some things for a display in our home, and you said, you want to go with an odd number. You want to go with three.
Don't go with two. Don't go with four.
You want to go with three.
Right.
Explain to people why, if you're building some sort of a design, if you're building some sort of a holiday decor situation, three is the way to go, not two or four.
Well, I won't pretend to be an interior designer, so I'll just talk about landscape design.
Yeah.
When you see things as individuals,
mm-hmm.
whenever you have pairs of things,
mm-hmm.
the human brain is looking for a point of balance,
mm-hmm.
and you have tension when you have even numbers. When you have that odd number, that gives you something in the center, and then you have balance on either side of center,
right.
which is pleasing to the brain, and it's very calming.
So let me put it another way, Bill.
Go ahead, yes.
It looks better.
It looks better. I think Judy, the way Judy said it,
yes. he asked.
So I know that role.
It's all very subliminal. You're not thinking about this,
no.
but if you look at something, like if you were just looking at two candles, your brain would go, that one is a third of an inch taller than the other candle. That's not right. But if there's three, your brain just accepts it. You
right.
go, well, it's a bunch
because
of candles.
Right, because it's balanced.
Yeah.
It's
I never knew that until you pointed that out. Thank you. You changed my
Got
life.
Got a million of them.
You changed my life.
Got a million of them.
So remember, three of everything.
right.
Or five.
Or five. Or seven. Nine.
Now, when you start
getting the
sale or when you start getting groups of things where it's 20 or 30, then that becomes a moot point.
Yeah.
But when you have smaller numbers where you can see individuals, then it really comes into play.
What's one of the biggest decorating mistakes people make? Because the chalet, I told you, it's always nice. But this year, I don't know who's doing it. It looks so good.
The biggest decorating mistake is, well, there's so many.
Yeah.
The biggest decorating mistake probably is that people think that they don't need to put a fresh cut on the plant, and they don't understand that once the tree is cut, you have 60 minutes tops, but really 30 minutes to get it in the stand and get it in warm
that
water.
That fast,
what?
Huh?
Yes. It's just like a cut flower.
Yeah.
That the minute that cut is made, those cells start sealing off on the bottom.
Yeah.
And so after 60 minutes, it's like you didn't make a cut at all, and the absorption will not be great.
Do you even reckon if somebody has an artificial tree, are you still friends with them? Or do you say, no, you got to go with a real tree? This is
we call it a permanent tree.
Permanent tree.
And, you know, if you have allergies or if that's just easier, especially if you're that person that likes to keep the tree up for 4 or 5 weeks, then for safety's sake, then it's great to have a permanent tree.
Yeah.
Sure.
When it comes to real trees, what's the best thing? Is there a certain kind that you recommend over other trees?
Well, again, everything has its own advantages and disadvantages.
Yeah.
If you're the person that wants to have a live tree and you want to have it up from Thanksgiving until practically Super Bowl, then you should absolutely choose the Concolor Fir. And they have the coloration of a Colorado blue spruce. They have that beautiful silver color.
Uh-huh.
When you see, and okay, I have to get this in right now.
Okay.
If you see anyone, you don't ever want to have a live Colorado blue spruce as a Christmas tree.
Do not get a Colorado live spruce.
A 5-footer will weigh 12,000 pounds.
Oh, no.
And it's like decorating with needles.
Really?
I mean, like razor blades.
Yeah.
They are sharp, and they cut you to ribbons when you try and hang the ornaments on there.
Yeah.
And in about 4 or 5 days, no matter how fresh the tree is, you will hear the needles dropping on the gift wrap.
Yeah.
And that'll be the Christmas melody that you'll hear throughout the whole Christmas season.
But do they sell that tree?
You will see it at lots sometimes.
So you'd be very discerning as a consumer.
Because the color, people like that.
That bluish tint?
Yes.
That's appealing.
So you get that same color with the Concolor Fir, but it's a long, soft needle. You bring it in where it's warm, and literally the house will smell like citrus blossoms for the entire length of time. You can have them in for 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah.
They don't shed. The leaves, the needles will actually tend to turn brown, but they will stay on the tree before they drop off. They just last and last forever. And then, of course, Fraser Fir is the Cadillac that any new variety that we're looking at is always compared against.
I bought my tree, my live tree, which I do every year, and I did it because I was concerned. First of all, there's this tree shortage everyone's talking about. And then secondly,
it hasn't really been a problem for us. We're not understanding that.
So let me ask you, do they cut all the trees at the same time?
No. Then that's the beauty. So, for example, we have our our grower, our primary grower, lives in our backyard. His tree farm is on the East Coast. He cuts the day before. He bundles them, and then we get them within 48 hours.
But I'm asking, do you then get them a couple weeks later, closer to Christmas?
We get a second shipment as we sell through, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So there are different shipments.
But a lot of trees, especially up north, a lot of trees are cut early
because
they have to cut them before snow.
Sure.
Right. So I bought a tree, but I've had it outside ever since.
That's
in
fine.
In some water, right?
No, okay. No. If it's outside and if it's cold water, it's not drawing that water.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to buy it so that you feel like you have the best selection and you don't want to put it up for a while, then the thing to do is either put it in the garage or put it up against the house, like on the east side, and lay it on its side so that it doesn't get the exposure to the drying effects of sun and wind.
Has Judy ruined Christmas,
Tony? Right now. I may have ruined my tree.
No, the important thing is that it's outside.
Oh.
So with this cooler weather that, the important thing is you just want to avoid putting it out in sun and wind.
Okay.
So, if you had that in a windward exposure the last couple of days, that would be very drying to it.
Oh, okay.
But totally you're going to have it up a shorter period of time. So
Right. Yeah,
because
I just thought putting it in the house for all these weeks, the drying issue, I know
did
that
Did you
much.
Get a Frazier or what did you get?
I think so. I can't remember right now.
Oh, Jude.
Oh, okay.
In front of Tony, really?
Yeah.
Come on.
I got a really nice, very good-looking tree.
All right.
There we go.
Have you
seen
those? Green.
Well, and that's what we want. By Christmas, we still want to
be
green.
Exactly.
We want to have needles.
Tony, the trees that we know, the Christmas tree, your traditional kind of pyramid-shaped Christmas tree, they don't really come like that, right? Somebody's cutting it to make it into that shape,
Are actually, they are not pruned with pruners. The Christmas tree growers prune those with machetes.
They do, really?
Yeah. They in the spring after the new growth comes out, they go through with machetes and it's...
Wow.
It's not...
And the machetes make that noise that you just made? Similar?
I don't know. I haven't been there. I'm only guessing. Just guessing.
That's outstanding. Tony Fulmer is here from the Chalet Nursery in Wilmette. It's right across from the Panda Express. I always point this out to people. You can make a full day out of it. You can go get some orange chicken.
Exactly.
Yeah, I want people to know this. We will discuss some of the best holiday plants that you can give this holiday season. Stick around. It's Bill and it's Judy in for Wendy on WGN.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree.
Are you giggling under your breath, Tony? You are. I heard you giggle under your breath. Tony Fulmer's
here. I was
just
watching Judy and wondering if she wanted a sable for Christmas.
Do you want a sable for Christmas?
I would love one.
Oh,
okay.
Very subtle Christmas hint from Judy Pilak, who's filling in for Wendy. Tony Fulmer's here. He's the CHO, the Chief Horticulture Officer over at Chalet Nursery. It's in Wilmette, right there on Lake Avenue, 3132 Lake Avenue. If you haven't visited it, you need to see it. The decorating ideas are just through the roof. Beautiful stuff over there at Chalet Nursery. All right, Tony, let's talk about some of the things people could potentially give as gifts, holiday plants, that sort of thing. What are some recommendations that you have for people that
want to
give
gifts? Well, of course, if you're traditional, whether it's for your own decor or whether it's for a hostess gift, poinsettia, more correctly, is always at the top of the list. And the biggest, we were talking about mistakes before with trees.
Yeah.
The biggest mistake and the thing that we always urge people is, especially now that it's getting colder, if you run into Chalet or you run into wherever to get your poinsettia, it must be wrapped.
Come on, Tony.
It should go, I know.
It's one or the other. Wait, really quickly, before we get to the tip, there's
it's
some confusion
either.
Over which one.
Horticulturally, the way it is spelled correctly,
poinsettia.
It should be poinsettia.
Right.
Yes.
But people have, for some reason, they've deemed it poinsettia.
A T got moved in the earlier
that happens.
Syllable. Yeah.
All right, so when giving it.
The biggest thing is that you must go right home. We always urge people, get the plant in a warm car.
Yeah.
And especially with weather like we're having later this week, the car cools down very quickly. And people must not underestimate. This is a tropical plant, and you look at this plant crossways and it chills.
Okay, so go a take tropical a, plant.
Yeah,
sure.
Wow.
Sure.
Why? So why then did a tropical plant
in
become
in Mexico?
But why did it become the official plant of all things Christmas? Well, how did that?
Because we
come
wanted to make
be?
It as difficult as possible. Let's
is that
take
why?
The
well,
tropical just, plant.
I think the biggest thing was that naturally occurring. It is red, 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 and of course Christmas is red and green. So
that's why.
Perfect.
That's why. All right, so very quickly, buy it. And
take it right home. Even if you have other shopping to do, don't go to the mall and leave it in the car for 3 hours. Even if the car is in sun and you think it's warm, with that, if that plant gets to 50
it'll
degree
shoot
temperatures,
quills at you, won't it?
Something similar to that. It will shoot stamens.
How do you keep it until St. Patrick's Day?
Well, the question is, do you really want to?
No.
A lot of people with these newer varieties, they really do. They last so much longer than they did even 25 years ago.
Yeah, they seem really hardy.
No?
Except for the part about putting it in the car.
They're longer lasting. And, of course, the whole thing is the what people call the flowers, the colored part is not really a flower. That's a modified leaf. So when you look at that, it's shaped exactly like the leaves.
Yeah.
It's just a colored leaf. The flowers are the little tiny things that you look at in the very, very center.
Oh.
And so when you buy them, you want to look at that, and those should be tight.
Yeah.
You don't want those shedding pollen. That means that the true flowers have been out a little bit longer and won't last quite as long.
Interesting. All right. Talk about the Christmas cactus. Is that a good gift for people?
The Christmas cactus is one of those things that can become an heirloom.
Yeah.
And about 4 or 5 times a year, someone will bring in things that are bushel basket size that their great-grandmother had on the farm back in Iowa.
Uh-huh.
And it, you know, it weighs 500 pounds, and it's this big, but they don't really like it, but they feel compelled to keep it because it's a family heirloom.
Right.
But the hybridizers have done wonderful things, and so there's a whole range of colors.
Yeah.
It's a succulent, so they're
What does that mean?
Well, Judy was asking about succulents earlier when we were off air.
Right.
It means that generally speaking, it is lower maintenance. So it's just a matter of finding for a Christmas cactus, it's a cool, bright room, and you water it moderately while it's in bloom.
Just leave it alone.
Yeah. And it'll last forever.
They can go, if they're treated properly throughout the year, they can come back year after year after year. But
you sound very discouraged about that. Like, should we kill it off at some point?
No, it's just that during the year, once the flowers are off, it's a green plant.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
not
right.
A green plant, it's a green plant.
I see on this list, Tony, these are things that you could potentially give as holiday gifts, and whether or not it's a good idea, I don't know, but I don't even know what this is. It's spelled K-A-L-A-N-C-H-O-E. What is that?
Calencho.
What is that?
Calencho is, again, it's a flowering succulent and long-lasting, easy, great range of colors on that. Tolerant of warm rooms, tolerant of cooler rooms, can go in lower light. Although if you're trying to rebloom it, which I wouldn't ordinarily suggest, I would just say use it as a one-time deal. You can cut them back and get a second flowering, but it's very versatile.
When you give somebody a gift like the ones we're just mentioning or any plant or something like that, do you want to provide the vase or is that up to whoever you're giving it to provide the vase?
Well, when you say vase, to me that's cut flowers.
Yeah, some of these don't apply to vases,
I think
the ones that do.
Many of these, so what is your question about cut flowers or is it about flowering holiday plants?
Do both.
Okay. To me, the thing that I like about the flowering plants is what we call flowering pot plants is that they have a much, 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 much longer longevity in someone's home typically than any kind of a mixed arrangement.
Okay.
And believe me, I love cut flowers. It's just different. It's a different gift.
So I have my succulents in a file drawer that I stole from my nephew's wedding.
Under S?
Yeah, exactly. It's just one of these little, it's cool. I mean, don't you?
You said drawer, I literally had exactly the same vision that Bill had.
A little file drawer. So it's,
you have a little grow light stuck in the inside of the file cabinet?
It is so cool because this is what they, for their wedding, they had these on all the tables. They had all these weird, cool.
Succulents.
Well, not succulents. No, I planted those actually in there.
Okay.
They had beautiful flowers, but in cool containers.
Okay.
They went to, obviously, an antique store and bought all this stuff.
Yeah.
And so
I thought
it would be great. And it looks great. And my succulents, they love it so far. Because as you stated, they will never die.
They're so easy. You know, you especially in the winter.
This is why I love them.
You water them when you think of them. And while they'll tolerate low light, they're better if they get really, really strong light.
Yeah.
Well, what's another great winter plant that you can have in your house?
flowering or not?
Yeah, whatever. What's your favorite?
Favorite is hard. I don't have. It's like having a favorite child. You shouldn't have that. At least not
but all
supposed
parents
to.
Do, Tony. They do.
How about green? What's a green plant?
I love Chinese evergreen. I think the Chinese evergreens are extremely versatile. They can go in really low light, and that seems to be what everybody is looking for. You know, I'm 40 feet away from the north window, and I want a live plant. And the Chinese evergreens do that very nicely. So you can get them in smaller pots and use them as table plants, or you can get them bigger and use them as floor plants.
Very versatile.
Nice.
And a lot of different variegated patterns now, so it's not just a green plant.
For the first time, I carved topiary. I made a bush. I shaped it like Judy. I'm going to give it to Judy for Christmas. What do I need to do to keep that fresh, Tony?
Water.
Just water, that's all. Water. Just like Judy herself.
Vodka, if it's for me, just put some vodka in there and it'll be fine.
Tony Fulmer, always good to see you. Go visit Tony, would you? He's at the Shelley Nursery in Wilmette. It's 3132 North Lake Avenue in Wilmette. Easy to find him. He's the chief horticultural officer there. Have a happy holiday season, Tony.
Thank you, and you too.
Take care.
And I hope you get very many poinsettias.
Wouldn't that be nice?
We do. And hopefully we'll sell many of them.
Yeah.
Yes, that would be good too.
Judy and I are headed toward the stream. You can follow us there, or you can stay here and listen to Steve on the Wintrust Business Lunch. He'll tell you what he has next. It's Bill and Judy in for Wendy on WGN.